Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Castiglione. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting third. The first baseman, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny O'Connell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Chambers. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cliff Chambers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Monk Dubiel. And now, play ball. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp takes first base on ball four. Saffel moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is walked intentionally. Saffel moves to third. Hopp moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Saffel scores. Hopp moves to third. Kiner moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hopp scores. Kiner scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-0, Pirates. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Owen for a passed ball. O'Connell moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chambers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castiglione strikes out. One out. Tom Saffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffle is 0-for-1 in the game. Saffle strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kiner moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Kiner scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-0, Pirates. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 6-0, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a fly ball into center field. Saffle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field. Saffle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambers strikes out. One out. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 2 in the game. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a line drive towards short. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a line drive towards the mound. Schmitz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Phillips now playing first base. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chambers moves to second. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-3 in the game. Saffel bunts towards the mound. Schmitz juggles the ball. That's an error on Schmitz. Chambers moves to third. Castiglione moves to second. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chambers scores. Castiglione moves to third. One out. It's 7-0, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Castiglione scores. Saffel moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-0, Pirates. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castiglione fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schmitz moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schmitz scores. Terwilliger moves to third. It's 8-1, Pirates. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terwilliger scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Pirates. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Borkowski moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-3 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki now catching. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambers strikes out. One out. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Castiglione hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-3 in the game. Saffel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Saffel goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to home to get Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Pirates. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.